He also will have never called us sons of God if we were not like him. I'm going to say that again. He never would have called us sons of God if we were not like him. This is why we must grow and develop in who we are in him. And this is what we want to do this morning, begin to unravel, unfold, and reveal to you who you are. When God bless you, the curse left you. And when God bless you, he didn't take it back. Hallelujah. This is what he did. Listen to what he says in his word. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved. How were you saved? For by grace are you saved through faith. And that's not of yourselves. It's a what? Gift of God. You have two things here. Grace and faith. Grace is what God did. Grace is what you never have to do anything about. God did it. Faith is what he gave you to receive everything he has. Are you listening to me? I'm going to say it again. For by grace, you didn't do anything. Grace did. God, grace gave you everything God has. And through faith, you partake of what he has already given. So many times, we pray prayer like this. God, I'm believing you for my healing. Anybody ever said that? God, I want you to heal me. Anybody ever said that? As I said. But the truth of the matter is, he can't do it because he's already done it. I said, the truth of the matter is, for you to ask him to heal you, another statement we use, you know what we say? I believe I'm receiving my healing. You know the truth of the matter of that statement, to correct that, I got my healing. Satan trying to take it from me. If I wasn't healed, why is he trying to get it? That's it. Y'all going to talk to me this morning? Uh-oh, that thing going to try to holler at me. I'm going to walk anyway. If I didn't have it, have you ever know a thief to steal $400 and there wasn't no $400 there? I mean, let me say it like this. You ever known thieves to steal something from you and nothing there for to steal? Have you ever, a thief go into a place and he's going to steal and there's nothing there, would he steal it? Y'all can talk to me now. He can't. No, he's not going to steal because ain't nothing there to steal. So it's evidence that I'm healed. Because if I was not healed, why is he trying to get my help? He's trying to make me say something that I'm not. Y'all going to talk to me this morning. He's trying to make me say I'm sick. And the word said, by his stripes, you were healed. So what am I going to do? Am I going to agree with the pain? Am I going to agree with the doctor? Thank God for medicine. I'm taking you to a higher level now. Because if it wasn't for medicine, people that don't know God and people that do know God wouldn't be here today. But I want to show you something today that we've been missing. So, if I was not healed, then Satan would not be messing with me. He'd be going on somewhere else. And the scripture just said, God has blessed Jimmy. Put your name there. Say your name. With every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, has blessed you, not going to bless you, has blessed you. And then he gave you, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Grace did it. You receive what he did through faith. Grace has already provided for you everything you ever need. So you never have to look outside of grace to find something for you. Because grace has done everything you need. You never have to try to talk God into doing something for you. You need to learn how to receive what he has already done for you. That's why we study the scripture. That's why we pray. That's why we rejoice. That's why we come together, because we want to learn how to receive what he's already done. If he had not done this, Jesus would still be on this earth. But he said, it's finished. Y'all looking at me? So, when I know, I get revelation in my spirit, and this is what I'm after, that everything I need, everything I desire, everything I want, God has already given it. All right. That's why the weak can say, I'm strong in the Lord. That's why he said in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord. Amen? Because he has already made you strong. So what do? We allow Holy Spirit to teach us, reveal to us what we already have. Hallelujah. 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 I read this before, but I want to read it again. Hallelujah.